Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle, and I will be your host until about 2 o'clock or so today. You just heard the band Pelican off of their latest album, City of Echoes. That was the title track for you, and it was kind of long, but I'd like to do that sometimes to filter out all those wary listeners that don't know if they want to know, like, they're not sure if they want to listen or not. Then they hear me play like an 8-minute song. And they're like, this show probably sucks. And then they turn off the radio. So now it's just you and me, mom. Just me and my mom who might be listening. Just my mom. Ugh. All right. Today I have a lot of music for you. I don't even know if I can get through all of this. It was one of those weeks where I started to think about all of the bands that I wanted to play on my show. And I made a list and I have all this music that I want to play, but I know that I won't have time to play all of them, so oh well, I guess that's for next week's show. If you wanted to hear a certain band or a certain song, give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487, because I will gladly accommodate your request, because I'd rather play something that you wanted to hear, you know, because I don't want to make it what I want to hear every week. That might get boring for you guys, so let me know what you would like to hear. 822-2487. Completely forgot what I was going to talk about. I don't think I've gone to any shows in the past bit. I went to go see the Lizard People, a local band they played. Did I talk about this already? Anyways, it's Billy from Raised by Wolves and some other guys, and they play, you know, garage rock type stuff, but they wear these lizard alien mask type things when they play. And it's quite entertaining. And there's a guy that plays a theremin. There's a theremin guy in this band. Oh, and I also saw my friend's band, Fake Shark Real Zombie. They played last week at Library Square. And it was an interesting story, that show. I'd actually, when I'd first heard of this band, it was a couple years ago when they first came out, maybe like 2 years ago. And I think I was just starting to do my radio show. And I was reading concert listings out, and I read and I saw that band name. I was like, Fake Shark Real Zombie. And I thought it was the stupidest band name ever. I was like, it's probably a bunch of like stuck up pretentious teenagers that probably play like really crappy music, but they probably think that they're the shit or something. And I hated on them for a long time, and I didn't listen to their music because of that preconception that I had of them. And then a couple years down the road, I ended up working with one of the guys in the band, and it turns out that he was really cool, and he's like, you should come to our show. I was like, oh yeah, sure, I've never heard of you guys before. And I went, and they were actually pretty good. Yeah. Appearances. Apparently, they can be deceiving. Thanks for letting me know, guys. Thanks. Other than that, don't have a lot to say right now. I'll probably come up with more ramblings later. I may even give tickets away later, so stay tuned. For that, I'll play some Yeah Yeah Yeahs right now. It's not even, they put out an EP, and it was a couple months ago, and I don't even think these are new songs. I'm not really sure. I lost interest in the Yeah Yeah Yeahs a long time ago. Oh well.
Now he's straight up. snake is a shark tonight.
Now wait a minute. You know you make me wanna
shout, shout, let it all out.
Yo, on Tuesday, October 2nd, 2007, CITR 101.9 FM and the UBC AMS presents That DJ Competition at the Pit. And we want you to spin. So here's the download. It's quite simple. 8 DJs play 15-minute sets each with a minimum of 3 genres of music to keep the party popping. There are no restrictions on what audio sources or what musical style the DJ chooses to use. DJs must bring their own music and needles and provide their own transportation. The equipment provided will be properly functioning, professional, quality equipment. Interested? Then send your demo to That DJ Competition, CITR Radio, 233-6138 Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC, V6T1Z1. Along with your full name, emailing address, mailing address, home, cell phone number, your musical style, and audio sources used. MySpace submissions are also accepted. Please send them to thatdjcompetition2007@gmail.com. For more information, please visit our website at www.citr.ca or email thatdjcompetition2007@gmail.com.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Everybody's saying gotta watch my back, 'cause the PRP's in town. Get out of my face with that one, it's meant for that cigarette on the ground. But your friends ain't scaring me. They are tough, but
101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. That was the Wednesday Night Heroes off of their latest album, Guilty Pleasures. That song is called Desperation. It's been a long time since I've seen them play live. Always a good time. Always an uncomfortably good time, if you know what I mean. Before that, a local band, the Riff Randalls, off of their newest album, which just came out, called Double Cross. That song was called All I Know. And I just saw those guys play. They opened for the Pointed Sticks, and they were so cute. And I think the lead singer's mom was there, which was even cuter. And I started off that set with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs off of their latest EP, Isis. I'm going to say Isis, because I'm a big fan of the whole Egyptian mythology thing, even though it probably has nothing to do with Egyptian mythology. Isis sounds really cool. That song was called Kiss, Kiss. Before I wanted to go on, I wanted to say that today is my friend's birthday. Trevor Fielding, who does the show Vengeance Is Mine Monday nights, is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday, Trevor. I don't even know if you're listening. You probably don't even listen to my show, but it doesn't matter. I want to dedicate a song to him, and I wonder if he's working. I would probably go visit him at work, but I don't think I'm allowed back into the place where we both work. Before, where he still works, but I don't anymore. But if I was, I would totally buy like a cake or something and go and bring it to him. But I'm scared, so I won't. So I'll dedicate the song to him instead. This song is everything that I wish Trevor, everything that I wish for Trevor to do today on his birthday. It's a song about doing whatever the hell you want to do and not caring about what other people think and not caring about anything in general. And so happy birthday, Trevor. I hope you live it up today, every day, every single day of your rad life.
Pretending you're even having fun, you just stand there looking dumb and bored with your thumb in your ass. You're mad, for once in your life.
retire. Be the leader of the choir. Set your pubic hair on fire. Just because you feel like it. Be that more screaming in the crowd. Hey! Shit could never ever be too loud for me. So help us love you up in five, cause we're only getting started. Grab your feces like an ape and finally celebrate. Just because finally talk to a girl. Throw your dream journal in the urinal. Cause with tap shoes and a girdle, dreams really can come true. Be living proof. Be that more screaming in the crowd. Hey! This shit can never ever be too loud for me. So help us help you all get by, cause we're only getting started. Yeah, we're only getting started.
Song was The Vandals off of their album The Internet Dating Super Studs. That song is called 43210 minus one. Amazing. Yes, that was for my friend Trevor, whose birthday is today. I have the new High on Fire here. It was just added to the playlist here at CITR, and I haven't heard anything off of this album, but it's been highly recommended to me by a very reliable source. Sure, why not? Yeah, I've chosen a song for you, and I'll let you in on a little secret. A lot of the times when I don't know, when I'm not familiar with a band, but like I have a general idea of what they sound like, I'll choose a song based purely on how long it is. And I know it's terrible, but sometimes I just don't have the time to organize everything. And, you know, when you're trying to make things work, never mind. Whatever, this is the new High on Fire.
Crowded tracks of hell take fall asleep.
Oh,
crisp colors on the canvas. The way the bristles sway, the way you make my hair alright. Laugh at me, cause my head turned out too thick. Laugh it all.
Laugh it all. Why can't the yellow brush run across it as I watch? Details never die.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Marielle's tired and kind of hungry. But she just played Bison. Bison, a local band, put out, looks like an EP called Earthbound. That song is called Dark Skies Above. And Bison are playing a few shows, curiously enough. But also, according to Quinn Omori, who is, I don't know what kind of title to give him, but he has a music blog called From Blown Speakers, and he did a little survey of best Vancouver bands live, and Bison came out on top. Bison was voted best Vancouver band to see live. Before Bison, who did I play? This is so professional of me. I played Living with Lions, another local band off of their EP Dude Manor. That song was called Colors. Part of that, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets off of their album The Shadow of Tim. That song was called Chapter 7, A Need to Know Basis. Part of that, High on Fire off of Luke's recommendation.
Yeah!
Yeah! Hi, Luke.
You asked for a Quinn Omori title?
What? Yeah, what
taste
would you...
Taste Maker.
Taste Maker?
Yes. That's Quinn Omori for you.
Okay.
He's a taste maker.
Quinn Omori, taste maker. High on Fire, their album is called Death Is This Communion. That song was called Rumors of War. Yes, you can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Right now, I'm going to attempt to do some concert and show listings, but I haven't been keeping on top of these guys. I always hear about good shows, or like shows that I think you guys would be interested in hearing about, or shows I at least I should mention on my show, but I don't really write it down. I always try to keep a mental note of it, but that never works. But I always do it anyways, even though I know I won't remember it the next day. Or whatever. So I've scrolled down a few dates for you, but hopefully next week I'll be back on my game. We'll see. Maybe, probably not. No. What else? What's going on? September 15th. I don't know when that is. That's 2 days from now. Diggle Abortions are playing at the Cobalt. On the weekend, you can check out Ruins and Fake Shark Real Zombie. My friend's band is opening for this weirdo band from Japan. I haven't heard Ruins. I've only heard good things about them. They're really... I asked Luke what they sounded like, and Luke said schizophrenia. So, yes, if you could see the face that I'm making. If only you could see it. Ruins are playing Pat's Pub September 19th. The next day is the Metal Blade Show featuring Cannibal Corpse, The Black Dahlia Murder, The Red Cord, and Goat Whore. Am I missing anyone? I really don't know. That show is happening at the Croatian Cultural Center. Come on, guys! How is this show not sold out? It's going to be so amazing in a really funny way. I'm one of those people that think metal is funny sometimes, and I know that's totally not cool with a lot of really hardcore metal dudes, but I can't help it. I'm sorry. I find it humorous, and I don't know why. It's not sold out. What's wrong with you, Vancouver? Peter, Bjorn, and John sells out, and the Metal Blade Tour doesn't? Oh, I am living in the wrong city. What else is going on? Helmet is coming. They're playing September 24th at the Red Room. Protest the Hero, another Canadian band. They're playing here at UBC at the Pit Pub the next night, September 25th. Dawn? Does that say Dawn? No, DOA. Oh, I can't read my writing. DOA are playing with the Jolts at the Plaza Club September 27th. And the next night, September 28th. And then after that, the 28th and the 29th is the Distort Vancouver Festival. I believe it is the third. This is the third year that's been going on, if memory serves me correctly. 2 days of Vancouver punk rock and hardcore bands playing at the Sweatshop. There is a long list of bands, and I'm not going to read out all of them, so if you're interested, you can do your own research. All I remember is that the Transmitters are playing the second night. They're playing the 29th, but there are like 10 bands playing both nights. So, There are actually a lot of shows going on the 29th. And if the Distort Vancouver Festival doesn't pique your interest, maybe Nebula will. Nebula are playing with Lay Breastfeeders and Bonk. That's happening at the Cobalt. Or maybe you can go check out Spread Eagle, the Grass City. I don't know what I wrote. It looks like Grass City. And Bison, who I just played for you. They're playing at the Media Club the same night, September 29th. Or if none of those sound particularly appealing, maybe you want to go check out the Subhumans. They're playing the same night as well, September 29th at Pub 340. There are a lot of other shows going on soon, but I didn't get past September 29th, and so you're set for the week, guys. I'll be back next week, and I'll tell you about more shows. You'll be fine. I have faith in you. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do. What else is going on? The new Discorder is out. The new issue, the September issue of Discorder, has hit the streets. You can find it at places. I just pick mine up here at the station, but I know you can pick them up at bookstores and clothing stores and other hip places around Vancouver. I usually recommend the library, but the libraries are still closed. WTF. I don't know. What do I have for you now? Still have a bit of music left. About a little less than 10 minutes until Robin and Colin come on to do the Inkstead Show. The show all about the rad world of comic books. I love comics so much. And then after that, we have Brendan and Jules coming in to do Crimes and Treason. So stay tuned to CITR all day, every day. This is some gallows. And we all fall down. Is it? Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. That was the Ramones. My favorite band ever. I've always, you know, wondered. I'm like, oh, they've been my favorite band for years. I should probably get a tattoo or something of them. But I can't get a Ramones tattoo. That's just silly. I don't want the American Eagle on my body forever. Retarded. That's what it is. Birds in the studio. No, not now. No, no, not now. Hi, guys.
Not nerds.
I love you guys.
Nerds.
Oh, what did we do?
Nerds? Nothing. Nothing. You were just here. Off of Road to Ruin, that song was called She's the One. And before that was Gallows off of Orchestra of Wolves. The song is called Rolling with the Punches. I'll hand it off now to Robin, Dawn, and Colin, who are here for the Inksters. Why are you giving me that weird look? You're such a creepy man. Yes. Yeah, you've probably brought that up twice already.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's all right, dude. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll be back next week. I'll leave you off with some new Black Lips off of this album, Good, Bad, Not Evil. The song is called I Saw a Ghost. And they will be here sometime soon. I don't know. They're playing a show here in Vancouver maybe next week or later next month. I'm really not good at this radio thing, so I'm going to go now. Have fun, guys. Stay tuned to CITR for the Inkstead Show. Yeah.